It must have been a tough piece of squid. Pumpkin chewed it the whole way up the gentle hill to the wooden gate of the school complex. I felt a knot in my stomach when I entered, because the garden seemed so grand to me. Evergreen shrubs and twisted pine trees surrounded a decorative pond full of carp. Across the narrowest part of the pond lay a stone slab. Two old women in kimono stood on it, holding lacquered umbrellas to block the early morning sun. As for the buildings, I didn't understand what I was seeing at the moment, but I now know that only a tiny part of the compound was devoted to the school. The massive building in the back was actually the Kabarenjo Theater, where the geisha of Gion perform dances of the old capital every spring. Pumpkin hurried to the entrance of a long wood building that I thought was servants' quarters, but which turned out to be the school. The moment I stepped into the entryway, I noticed the distinctive smell of roasted tea leaves, which even now can make my stomach tighten as though I'm on my way to lessons once again. I took off my shoes to put them into the cubby nearest at hand, but Pumpkin stopped me. There was an unspoken rule about which cubby to use. Pumpkin was among the most junior of all the girls and had to climb the other cubbies like a ladder to put her shoes at the top. Since this was my very first morning, I had even less seniority. I had to use the cubby above hers.
"Be very careful not to step on the other shoes when you climb," Pumpkin said to me, even though there were only a few pairs. "If you step on them and one of the girls sees you do it, you'll get a scolding so bad your ears will blister."
The interior of the school building seemed to me as old and dusty as an abandoned house. Down at the end of the long hallway stood a group of 6 or 8 girls. I felt a jolt when I set eyes on them because I thought one might be Satsu, but when they turned to look at us, I was disappointed. They all wore the same hairstyle, the wershinobu of a young apprentice geisha, and looked to me as if they knew much more about Gion than either Pumpkin or I would ever know. Halfway down the hall, we went into a spacious classroom in the traditional Japanese style. Along one wall hung a large board with pegs holding many tiny wooden plaques. On each plaque was written a name in fat black strokes. My reading and writing were still poor. I'd attended school in the mornings in Yoroido, and since coming to Kyoto, had spent an hour every afternoon studying with Auntie, but I could read very few of the names. Pumpkin went to the board and took from a shallow box on the mats a plaque bearing her own name, which she hung on the first empty hook. The board on the wall, you see, was like a sign-up sheet. After this, we went to several other classrooms to sign up in just the same way for Pumpkin's other lessons. She was to have 4 classes that morning: shamisen, dance, tea ceremony, and a form of singing we call nagota. Pumpkin was so troubled about being the last student in all of her classes that she began to wring the sash of her robe as we left the school for breakfast in the okia. But just as we slipped into our shoes, another young girl our age came rushing across the garden with her hair in disarray. Pumpkin seemed calmer after seeing her.